Welcome to season 11 of FOMO Sapiens, the show for entrepreneurial thinkers. Now, we are switching things up this season. FOMO Mondays has gone away, but we have something new, which is our Tuesday show, which I call Pat GPT. And I have a little theme for you. Ready? Here we go.
Pat GPT.
Now, what is Pat GPT? Well, I'm going to do exactly what ChatGPT does and give you information that will help you in your work. But unlike ChatGPT, I'm not going to make things up. It's all going to be true. Because, you know, while I love ChatGPT, you kind of have to fact check it all. With ChatGPT, I've done the research. You don't have to worry. Okay, so our topic for today is the theme of season 11. So I'm going to begin generating now. The theme of season 11 is take bigger swings. Take bigger swings. Now, where does that come from? Well, I'm going to tell you why I came up with this idea. It was Christmas Eve. A friend of mine reached out and we had been talking about this well-known person. And he said, I reached out to that person. I flew to see that person. We had an incredible time together. We're going to partner up on some stuff. And I thought to myself, wow, what a great swing. And then I thought to myself, why don't I do that more often? And then I was like, Patrick, you need to do that more often. Now, I've been thinking a lot about that. I've been talking to my friends about it. Do you think I take big enough swings? And I just determined that I need to be less afraid of going for the big stuff. So that's what I want the season theme to be. Take bigger swings. And I try to find another way of saying this because I was like, it feels very sports oriented. Maybe it doesn't play everywhere, but I guess, you know, they have golf everywhere. We have cricket in some countries, baseball in others. So we all swing a tennis racket or we've all swung something. But I was looking for some other way to say it, but there's just not a good way. So we're going to go with take bigger swings. And I chose that because that's my mindset for 2024. And so I want to share that with you through the content we do on ChatGPT, through some of the stuff we do in the interviews. It's going to be about taking those bigger swings. Now, before I talk about this a little bit more and sort of how one does that, I do want to talk about kind of the big question in the room, which is like, why don't people take bigger swings, right? Like, why do I feel that I need to do this more? What's holding me back? I've thought a lot about it. And, you know, it can be different things for different people. It can be a fear of being vulnerable to approach people or ask them for help or ask them to get involved in something. Could be imposter syndrome. It's like, well, why would they want to do that with me? Or why would they want to be my customer or be my business partner or whatever? Could be lack of confidence. Could be just a lack of having thought of big things to swing at. Imagineering, which is really important. Now, when I step back and think about myself, I don't have the problem with the imagineering. I think my challenge is the vulnerability. Like, I hate asking for stuff. I hate it. I want to give all the time. Like, here, take this, take that. But asking people for stuff, for some reason, I find that difficult. I will confess that. So that is where I need to focus this year, is just getting over that and being comfortable asking for stuff and even getting rejected. That's what I'm going to do. What I want to do after this break is continue generating. And I'm going to tell you the five things to focus on in order to take bigger swings, the things I'll be focusing on and talking about with you this season. So we'll be right back.
FOMO.
Tell me if this sounds familiar. Your business gets to a certain size and the cracks start to emerge. Things you used to do in a day are taking a week. You don't have one source of truth. If this is you, you should know these three numbers. 37,000, 25, 1. 37,000. That's the number of businesses which have upgraded to NetSuite by Oracle. 25. NetSuite turns 25 this year. Happy birthday. That's 25 years of helping businesses do more with less, close the books in days, not weeks, and drive down costs. 1. Because your business is one of a kind, so you get a customized solution for all of your KPIs. Those are key performance indicators in one efficient system. Now, FOMO Sapiens, you know the show is all about making better decisions. And with this product, you can make better decisions because you have all the information you need right in one place. Right now, download NetSuite's popular KPI checklist designed to give you consistently excellent performance absolutely free at netsuite.com/FOMO. That's netsuite.com/FOMO to get your own KPI checklist. Because you know what? KPIs are better than ice cream. netsuite.com/FOMO. Tudo bem, meus queridos FOMO sapiens? Now that right there was Portuguese. And as you know, I love speaking foreign languages. But I'm not alone. One in five Americans have learned a new language on their bucket list. If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off that list with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste hours on apps that don't really help you speak the language. Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, and delivered with conversation-based teaching so you're ready to practice what you've learned in the real world. Now, FOMO sapiens, you know I speak four languages, and it takes work to stay on top of them, especially with French. C'est difficile. But with Babbel, I'm able to practice practical conversations that I can actually use in the real world. Here's a special limited-time deal for our listeners. Right now, get up to 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/FOMO. Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/FOMO. That's spelled BABBEL.com/FOMO. Rules and restrictions may apply.
FOMO.
All right. Taking bigger swings. How do we do that? I got five things. Number one, focus. Now, so many of the times that we talk to people in our interviews on the show, we're talking to people who are type A, FOMO sapiens, busy, doing many things, yet they get things done because they know what they need to focus on. They have prioritization. And so one of the big elements of being able to swing is knowing which swings you want to take. You can't swing at everything. You cannot. But if you are selective and strategic, then you can swing and you can have some wins. So that's the beginning of the situation, is focus. But how do you even figure out what to focus on? Well, number two, if we back into it, how do we figure out what to focus on? We know what our mission is. We know why we want to do the things we want to do. So for example, I was talking to an entrepreneur this morning who I'm coaching, and this person is doing a bunch of different things. But when we really got down to it, the most important thing was growing the top line. And so therefore, one can support that goal, that mission, with specific focus areas. Like if you're focused on growing the top line, then you got to think carefully about how you're spending your time, how you're investing, all that sort of stuff that feeds into that. So knowing your why, your mission, and then linking it into focus will allow you to take swings that matter. Number three, basic stuff, but so important. You know what your focus is. You know what your mission is. You formulate goals. And the thing about goal formulation is that this problem's been solved. Like, we have a way of doing it that actually works quite well, which is SMART goals, which I only learned about last year, by the way. I don't know where the heck I've been. But SMART goals are goals that are specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. S-M-A-R-T. Specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. So if you can create some SMART goals and then make sure they include those five elements, you can then use those goals as a way to frame up your action plan and the big swings you're going to take. And by the way, there's going to be small swings too, but you'll know what you're trying to achieve and how you want to go about it. And that's really important. Number four, I talked about vulnerability. Well, number four is leaving the comfort zone. And the beauty of leaving the comfort zone is that the more you do it, the less it freaks you out. So like I think about, you know, in my own life, travel. So I travel to a lot of countries, places that people maybe not feel comfortable. I'm totally fine. Why? Because I've been doing it for a long time. It doesn't even faze me anymore. Sometimes I'm like, I get ideas about going to places that are really edgy and it doesn't even faze me then. It fazes everybody else. But I've left my comfort zone there, so I'm able to do it. So when it comes to the vulnerability stuff and the asking for help stuff, it's like the same thing. Once you see what it's like, you see what failure looks like and you don't die. You see what success looks like and it goes really well. You see how to interact with people, then you can have a lot more power. So leaving the comfort zone, really critical. And number five, and this is the one that I really need to do, ask for help. Ask for help. You're going to be vulnerable. But asking for help, the thing is, people want to help you, especially if you're specific in what you need, because then they can say, oh, I can help you, or I can't help you. But if you're specific, people can, you know, they can decide to help you or not. Where it gets tricky is if you don't really know what you need, because you haven't done the rest of the stuff we're talking about here. You don't have the goals, you don't have the mission, you don't have the focus. Then it's really hard to help people. All right. Those are the elements of taking bigger swings. Focus, mission, SMART goals, leaving that comfort zone, and asking for help and showing vulnerability. That's what I'm going to be doing this year. Extra this year. I mean, I've done it before. Obviously, we all do it. But like, I'm going to spice it up. I'm going to add a little bit more and be focused around it. And I hope you will too. We're going to be talking about it all season. So get ready. All right. Stop generating. See you on Thursday with another episode of FOMO Sapiens. Until then, take care of yourselves, FOMO Sapiens.
FOMO.
If you like today's show, please be sure to rate it and recommend it to your friends. And as always, you can find me on Instagram at Patrick J. McGinnis, on Twitter at PJ McGinnis, and on the web at FOMOSapiens.com or PatrickMcGinnis.com, where you can get all kinds of free resources to live a more decisive and entrepreneurial life. FOMO Sapiens is recorded in New York City. Theme music is by Mike McGinnis, and editing and post-production is by Josh Elstro. If you like today's show, please be sure to rate it and recommend it to your friends. And as always, you can find me at FOMOSapiens.com and at PatrickMcGinnis.com. To advertise on FOMO Sapiens, reach out to contact@FOMOSapiens.com.